Good morning. It is 9 o'clock a.m. We are here today, November 8, 2017, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 17-010, Cortec International Corp. versus the Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Llewellyn Terlahi and Clarissa Roque. Will Appellant Cortec please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Anita Ariola, legal counsel for Cortec. I have no representatives with me today.
Will purchasing agency DPW please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Assistant Attorney General Tom Keeler. Institutional representative is Andrew Leon Guerrero, Deputy Director, DPW.
Mr. Leon Guerrero, you can sit at the table. Please feel free.
For the record, there were no interested parties who filed in this appeal. Thank you. We may proceed.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So first and foremost, we're here for a pre-hearing conference. Looking through the file, I don't think either party has requested a hearing at this point. Is that correct?
I will be filing a request for a hearing.
Yeah, well, the time has not passed yet, so that's why we're holding the hearing. We anticipated that, I know the parties stated earlier they're in some kind of settlement discussion, but as my father states, in the words of his generation, if the plant isn't bearing fruit, don't anticipate that it will. So, in any event, hopefully it will, but
if it does settle, it'll probably settle by mid to the end of next week.
Okay.
And that's, if it doesn't settle in that period, it won't.
And is this regards to this appeal?
Specifically this appeal and possibly the 09.
Yes.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Now, I do have to make a disclosure about this particular case. Okay. I think it was 3 or 4 months ago, I don't recall which, I want to say it was around the summertime or late summer, representatives of Cortec actually came to my office seeking to have a meeting with me. I don't know if it was this matter, but they were looking for legal counsel. I didn't meet with them, all right? My understanding, in the very just to be polite, I did went out and explain. I'm a hearing officer for the OPA. I don't take any contract or procurement type cases. They were adamant to say it wasn't the Cortec case or it wasn't that issue, but that's it. I didn't meet with them. I just, I greeted them to personally tell them that I could not take the whatever it was that they came for. So I don't even really know what they were in my office for at all. They didn't retain me as a lawyer, and I didn't, like I said, I didn't really know attorney-client confidences were exchanged, so I didn't want to disclose that to the party, so.
I'm sorry, how long ago was that meeting?
I want to say it was late, sorry, I'm of the age that, unless I look at the
record. No need to explain.
I don't know exactly.
We know exactly what you're talking about.
I lack confidence, understood. Especially in dates. My wife can vouch for me. But I want to say it was like, late August, ish.
The government has no objection.
Of this year.
Of this year, yeah. Yeah, but it was after the last Cortec.
I think it's not going to be a problem, but I would just like to check with my client because I haven't heard this before, but I think it's not going to be a problem.
Okay, but I just want to disclose that to the parties.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You can file the appropriate motion if you feel somehow that has some effect. But I do believe that I've never represented Cortec for anything, and it won't affect my my ability to issue a fair and impartial decision in this matter. All right. So that out of the way. At the last hearing, Mr. J. Ariola did appear on behalf of Ms. Nate Ariola, and it was at that hearing that we had discussed scheduling the formal hearing this matter for the 13th of December. That's when it would begin with rollover and possibly into the 14th and 15th. Are those dates and times good with you, Ms. Ariola?
Just to confirm.
know your brother was speaking for you at the hearing.
Yeah, he texted and called me.
Sure thing. Okay. And then how many witnesses, Ms. Ariel, do you anticipate calling for that hearing?
Several. I would say...
More than five?
Definitely more than five, between 8 and 10.
All right. So there's a strong possibility that if this goes to formal hearing, it would take probably 2 days.
I think it's going to take longer than 2 days.
Okay. So
this you know, project was has been in existence for over 4 years. So
are most of your witnesses on Ivan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, Mr. Keeler, how many witnesses, if this goes to hearing, do you anticipate the government calling?
At this stage, probably five, but that may increase depending on the witnesses that are being presented by CoreTech.
Okay. Well, we've got the initial 3 days, so we'll hopefully we'll go through that and we'll cross that bridge in terms of scheduling and come to it. And the scheduling also, although the formal hearing will actually start on December the 13th, in the other CoreTech case, the OPA-PA-17-9 case, we are going to hear the government's motion to dismiss, I believe at 9 a.m. on the 13th. The parties in that case state they think they could make their arguments within an hour, so we will probably proceed right after that motion hearing with the formal hearing in this matter at 10 a.m. And the scheduling order will reflect those dates. I know the so we're looking at 3 to 5 days. Are there any, Ms. Ariel, are there any issues with any of the witnesses so far?
No, I mean there may be one or two off-island witnesses, but I believe they're going to be flown out here rather than trying to get them on a telephone conference call. Have any issues, you know, regarding any witnesses.
Okay. Now, if you're going to have to call or communicate with or have a testimony of an off-island witness via teleconference or Skype, we've done both before.
Okay.
You need to give advance notice to Mr. Keeler, of course, and the OPA staff so that you can bring in your equipment and test it out or send whoever your tech people are to make sure that it works.
Okay.
Okay. But this is the space this would be done. For that particular testimony would be.
You said done. 3 to 5 days. Is it because they didn't, I did not remember we scheduled the 20th and the 21st?
Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll see whether they're out or not.
May I ask, do you have video conferencing capabilities?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so
we have done video conferencing, but it was at the attorneys, like Vince Camacho did it, okay, in another appeal. We have had it,
okay,
but they provided their own equipment
okay.
in order to do that.
Yeah.
And we've had telephonic conferences as well, and we've, yeah.
We can provide you with the power outlet.
and an extension cord or two?
Yeah. Maybe not that.
Yeah.
Okay. And a wall space.
We have to bring that one too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I can promise you.
Yeah. But it has been done. Okay. But it's, in fact, like I said, Vince Camacho's equipment was really very good.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then finally, just going through the list, of course, I will be issuing a scheduling order with the appropriate dates. Oh, before I go there, I know that the motion filing deadline had passed on the 6th on Monday. Were any motions filed in this matter? Okay. And just going down our laundry list and the notice of the pre-hearing conference, the parties met to discuss yet the formulation and simplification of issues?
Not yet.
No.
Now, I encourage the parties to do so. Likewise, I encourage the parties to discuss the possibility of obtaining admissions of fact concerning documents or the authenticity of documents. Are there any issues concerning the procurement record in this matter?
The procurement record is being copied right now. It'll be filed. I don't believe it's pertinent to the issues here, as it's a breach of contract claim. So that we're going to supplement with procurement record. Otherwise, I don't believe there's any issues.
Okay. Ms. Ariola, have you had access to the, I guess, the
Well, I've been given what has been provided previously. I'm not sure it's what is being filed with the OPA.
Okay, you are planning on giving Ms. Ariola a copy of whatever you file with the OPA?
Yes.
Okay. So, well, you'll have access to that.
Right.
And
then I'll take a look at it and see whether or not it needs to be supplemented.
Yeah, and of course, if you think something's missing or it should be supplemented in some manner, you can file the appropriate motion concerning the record. In the matter. Remember, Mr. Keeler, that the contractual documents and the credit record, they are part of the record.
Understood.
In the matter, if it gets appealed.
Yeah. For the record, DPW, in response to a FOIA request from Ms. Ariola, I believe provided her every single document with regards to the project.
Okay. But nevertheless, if you've already provided the same documents, you might tell her that. If there's anything extra, of course, you might want to point out what that is provided as well.
Okay. Well, the items that we have supplemented, she's been copied on.
Okay. But I'll let you work that one out with Ms. Ariola. Ms. Ariola, like I said, if you think there's an issue, you can file the appropriate motion, which we'll address.
Thank you.
But there's no issue as to, is this document an authentic document, or there's no such issue like that at this time. All right.
No.
Do I need to make any advance rulings on the admissibility of any evidence?
I don't believe so.
Okay. And part of the scheduling order, of course, will give a timeline for filing the witness list and hearing briefs, which will be able to identify the witnesses. I believe the parties usually work out the availability, especially of government witnesses, vice versa. Of course, if the parties need for me to issue a subpoena, feel free to file the appropriate documents if necessary. Are there any potentially difficult issues in the matter that could protract the hearing that I need to be aware of, such as the availability of witnesses or parties?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right.
I will certainly check with our filing witnesses to ensure that they're available on those days.
Okay.
And just be aware that should it go over on the 15th, OPA is not available on the 18th and 19th, and we've already we're planning to schedule 09 on the 20th,
right.
Which would then if 010 goes over, that pushes everybody back.
Concerning the presentation of the respective parties' cases in this matter, essentially, Ms. Ariola, it's Mr. Keeler's pretty old hat at this, but it'll be very familiar to any attorney practicing on Guam. We'll have the opening statements of the parties. You go first, Mr. Keeler would go second, followed by, of course, Ms. Ariel, your presentation of your case, and then, of course, the government will be able to present their case, and then we'll end with the closing statements of your parties, just like in court, more or less. So
I represented an interested party in an OPA appeal a few weeks ago, so I was actually here for quite a while.
Yeah. All right, so you're old hat.
I see. Well, not really old hat, but
yeah. Oh no. But essentially, that's the order of march that will follow the briefing schedule, or the scheduling order. We'll state that. That's understandable.
And let me just say for the record, what made that hearing go much smoother was the exhibit list was really easier to follow. Yeah, and so the witnesses as well as ourselves could really follow all of the exhibits. So that would so likewise for the government. Again, the exhibit list is will be because with procurement record being so big, we just want the section that you want to have your witness testify to.
And then finally, are there any persons with special needs that require special facilities to allow them to participate in the hearing that I need to be made aware of at this time?
No.
All right. Are there any other matters I need to be made aware of at this time?
Can I just get an idea of when the exhibit list and witness list and any hearing briefs are going to be due, just because I have a bunch of filings in the next couple of weeks? Do you have any?
Probably, let's see, if it's the 13th, I'd have to look at it, but we're probably looking at the next couple weeks. I usually give the parties at least 2 weeks to prepare all that. The hearing briefs are usually due about the week or so before the hearing itself. Okay. But I will issue the scheduling order today. Okay. As Friday's a holiday, so nothing's due on Friday, by the way.
Okay.
All right. But that's kind of the timeline. The first file will probably be in the first couple weeks, and sometime around maybe the 8th or so, or maybe the 1st, would be the hearing briefs.
Okay.
That's just an estimate. I have to backtrack.
All right.
Any other questions?
No further questions.
All right. So we are, this hearing is concluded. We are off the record at 9:24. Thank you.
Thank you.